You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I'm noticing also, too, this is something the Lord specifically has shown me, that we need pastors that love God's people.
Yes.
And that their joy is, you know, understanding God is not unjust. He will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people, because then you help. That they actually have that father or mother heart towards his people. And, you know, because of pain and all the things we go through, whatever, but we got to show me specifically. You know, I'm speaking to these 20s and 30s group of all different men and women, different ethnicities and all that. And I was talking to them, and I made the call. I said, how many of you feel like this is a prophetic vision, you know, a dream? How many feel called to be in the ministry, to be a pastor, specifically a pastor? And you know how that first response is. Some of them raise their hand high. Some kind of partially raised it.
Yeah,
they had no idea what they know.
Yeah.
And so, but it was a wide spectrum, right?
Right.
And so the next thing was, all of a sudden, God moved them all. And now, you know how bunk rooms are, you know, maybe in the military or whatever, and you have this room full of bunk beds, basically. Now imagine this whole room is ice, and these beds are ice. And God put all those pastors who said, he called, yes, he put them on ice. They were laying on these ice beds, right? And so then I'm going to begin to talk to them. And you know how ice is, you're from Canada. So, but I had just shoes on. So I just took one step and I began to skate basically on my shoes. But Russ, God broke my heart. And I just began to weep as I began to tell them what the cost is to be a pastor. Mm-hmm. So they were laying on these beds of ice, being trained up through brokenness of the price of every call is brokenness to the pastor's heart. And God is raising it. This is somebody right now, that's you, that God's called you to be a pastor. And you get the call, yeah. But then you gotta be trained, you gotta be mentored, there's something to that. You know, you gotta fan and inflame that gift. And I just wanna encourage you, if that's you, you know, get in contact with those around you. Maybe there's somebody you can touch base with. You got a number on your screen. You can call us. Maybe you want to get connected to us, or maybe through Russ's ministry. But you don't want to do it alone. It's not good for a man to be alone. And even though you have a church that you're pastoring, more pastors are alone. They're fatherless. They're alone. And it won't go good. It won't last long. And next thing you know, you'll be the issue. And so you need to lead. And one way you can do that is to have somebody in your life to be able to speak into your life. And God has shown me that he's raising men and women up. I mean, possibly that's you. And you don't feel so confident in that. You know, you're thinking like, you're not supposed to. You're just responding to the first time he talks to you about it. But he'll begin to grow that call and that anointing in your life. You need to be trained up, because God is going to put pastors over his people who will lay down their life and find joy and laying down their life. And I'm talking about masses. You can't pastor 10,000 people. I'm talking about pastoring a family-sized believers, that you go through their life together, that you eat with them, that you fellowship with them, you celebrate them, you go to their graduation with them, you marry them, you times when life ends here in this life, that you bury them and celebrate that their life. And this is what God's looking for. You know, he's looking for, maybe that's you. And all this ambition about being something other than the greatest thing is what Jesus did. He walked with 12, and he pastored those 12, even though he reached the world and he set the example for us. So if that's you, I'm just speaking to you right now. If that's you, you got a call of God on you. You feel like you're supposed to pastor. You don't know much about it, but you feel that, you know, contact us. Maybe contact Russ as well. And there's it's not just, don't just go anywhere, because you got tradition and these different things that are lined up that put you in this process of mental gymnastics to do something, to qualify for a position. And there's not anointing in that. You want the anointing of God to be able to train you up and to prepare you, because he has a huge harvest coming that's going to require many, many pastors to love his people. If that's you, no contacts, as you see a web address on your screen right there, and there'll be a season in training. You'll be like on ice. And during that time, you're going to have people pour their hearts out to you, and you listen to that and apply that. And it'll literally be just life to you and wisdom to you and taking care of God's people. Well, go ahead. Yeah, please do.
You talk about pastoring. You know, I've been blessed to be able to pioneer a churches apostolically to birth them and pioneer them. And in the process of that, I pastored every one of them.
Yeah.
And the most difficult call of the fivefold ministry is that of a pastor.
Right.
And it requires everything that you have, and it'll bring you to a deep place of personal humility.
Yeah.
But it'll also tell you the very shepherd heart of the good shepherd. Mm. And he'll put something on you in that season. You might be prophetic by your root calling, or you may be apostolic, you may be a pastor to pastors. Mm. But when you're in that pastoral arena, he'll do something with your heart.
Right.
That will give you a heart for those that you're to walk with. Mm. And I know that a lot of pastors, they go through so much,
yes.
You know, in traveling ministry when I see them. But the great reward is that you get to see your people in every different season grow and learn.
Yeah.
Like you said, you baptize some, you dedicate some, you end up burying some.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there with them,
right.
and you see the growth, the development that God does.
Right.
And I love mentoring and discipleship.
Right.
That's really the heart of God, and that's done many times by the pastor, but certainly of the shepherd's heart. I mean, we're all called a disciple.
Right.
But discipleship happens at the local church level in a very great and special way through the heart and the life of the pastor.
Right.
And I love pastors, and they're wonderful.
You know, though I'm actually doing all the things I'm doing, you know, which is quite a bit. You brought for my talents is pretty big. So, but one thing I do is that I have a church that I pastor in the midst of all this, and it keeps me healthy.
It does.
Keeps me healthy, where, you know, I need their love, I need their prayer, I love them, and we walk together. And of course, I pastor pastors and all that, but that intimacy, at least once a week,
of
where you can eat together. And you know each other, and it's authentic, and you just get renewed. Jesus is in the midst of that. Jesus is in the midst of a church gathering that's connected, you know, where there's a relationship, and that it's love, and it's prayer, and, you know, it's a family.
And he works on us in that family dynamic of local church.
Yeah,
I'm all about local church, because I believe that is the spiritual family model that God has. And in those settings, yes, it's relational, it's problems, circumstances, situations, like you encounter in any natural, healthy family. They're all dysfunctional in one degree or another, but God will use all those close relationships to work on you.
Yes, he will.
And to work something new in you, something deeper in you, something more humble in you, so that you can receive and access the grace of God. Wonderful things happen in that local church family setting. And one of the things that's happening all over the earth is that the people are walking away from the assembly of the brethren, and they're walking away from local church, and they say they don't need a pastor, or you know, they don't need a local church.
Mm-hmm.
And I love social media and regular media, and I love to hear a good teacher or an evangelist on TV, but you can't call them in the middle of the night when you're having trouble with your child that didn't come home. You need your pastor.
Right.
You know, that's who you're going to call. And when you're in those situations, and they'll cry with you and laugh with you and love with you.
So good. I think, too, that a lot of people, too, are leaving what we turned the church into. Instead of what it was for years, the church, I mean, the most of the church today, even though you put the bigger things on television, I think the average size is like 95 folks or something like that. It's about an average size. And that there was a time you knew everybody, you could eat together, and we began to grow things larger than a pastor's anointing to be able to, you can't pastor 1,000 people. You're gonna have many pastors in that aspect of it, so they could have that intimacy right there. But I know the Lord is bringing family back to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And families have fathers and mothers. And you know, we call them, you have apostolic fathers, but you have that mothering, fathering, pastoral feeling that can even be done in various environments, you know. But just knowing that's the one that you call, that's the one that's praying for you, that's the one that's up in the middle of the night. Because God, this is how you know, too, that if you're truly connected, then God's going to speak to that pastor about you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say you're connected, but you're not connected, you shut down, because God knows you're not connected. So he's not going to be speaking maybe some correction or something. He's not going to be speaking those intimate confirmations that you need from God throughout your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And I noticed that those that are connected, even spiritual sons and daughters, that when they're connected, you hear so clearly for them. And when they start separating themselves from the body, it's like it just shuts down.
Yeah.
And it's like you're stuck, because God will speak to you through his anointed leaders in your life, your shepherds. He literally, they're the ones standing upright, looking over the flock. And God just speaks through his authority, speaks through what he established, the fivefold ministry.
Wonderful.
And you miss that. You need that. It's not good for a man or a woman to be alone.
No.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.